we see a physical protection presence as something that the UN and the African Union could do an assessment to see what this would look like. We know that the situation and the size and scope of Sudan would not allow for a protection force throughout the whole country. But what we do think is possible in the current circumstances is to have targeted local protection presences. We believe that any kind of localized protection presence, it should be developed and maintained with strong relationships with local actors, including with traditional and religious leaders, and of course with Sudanese civil society, that this could proactively de-escalate conflicts and diffuse tension in real time.
How would this be handled? Who would be the guarantors of who would make up the force, and would they be regional people too, like outside of Sudan?
Yeah, this is a really good question. And I think this is something where what we've seen is a real lack of political will on the part of the UN to date to come up with ideas of what this looks like. And that's why we're calling for both the UN and the African Union to do this independent assessment to really see what this would look like, what types of troops could come into the country. We do think that this should be an independent force that can protect people. But of course, we've seen this lack of leadership at the UN. We saw Security Council resolution be vetoed last week. We know that the Secretary General's report itself said that, this required a ceasefire to happen first. So we really think that the African Union needs to take leadership on this. We would love to see the African Union Peace and Security Council publish their own civilian protection recommendations on Sudan as well.
And what are the other pieces to the puzzle of, solving the war in Sudan in your eyes for this path toward peace?
We are, focused on that there needs to be one of the components in protection of civilians in Sudan needs to be this protection force. But we know that this alone is not needed in Sudan, that there's so many ways that protection can happen in the country right now, and that it really cannot wait for a ceasefire. We do support a ceasefire, of course, but we know that there needs to be actions taken today to protect civilians. One of the things that would be very easy, potentially, for the international community is to look at how to repair and restore the telecommunication networks. There's 30 million people that have been in the dark since February of this year. And this, of course, limits their ability to get information for humanitarian delivery, for mobile banking apps, but of course, for early warning. And so we know restoring these networks would be critical to civilians. And of course, there's other ways. We have been working with our deep networks in Sudan with documenters and know that they're doing incredible work. This needs to be supported. It's not getting the support needed. And there needs to be remote monitoring mechanism that can also help with early warning and to protect civilians. And of course, we need better humanitarian access. This is something that we have seen the international community fail on. There were promises of amounts of money. Not all of that has come forward.
Do you think those kinds of things, like that you mentioned, like an early warning system and bringing in a physical presence of approved by the AU, approved by some local actors, could happen before there is a ceasefire because of the carnage that's already taken place?
We think it can, and we think that it should.